Tonight, I want to share on an interesting subject, maybe a, I don't know, controversial would be the right word, but politics in the Bible. Now, many people might say, well, I don't know if I want politics in the Bible to meet. They're at opposite ends, you know, because for a lot of people, politics kind of is a dirty word. But and also, obviously, in with churches and things like that, according to the laws of our land, they do not participate in political rallies and those kind of things. They're not supposed to. Some do, but technically, that's not where politics takes place. In the church. But I think you'd be interested to note that the word politics is a Greek word. It's a Greek word that's found several places in the Bible. And I thought I would share that with you, and there's some great truths that we'll see as a result. So go to Acts 23, if you will. Acts 23, and this first verse, and I'm reading from the King James. Some of you with different translations, it's going to be a little different, obviously. But this verse 1, verse of chapter 23 says, "And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Now, this word lived is from the Greek word politomaia, where we get the word politics, political, okay? And literally in the Greek, it's being a citizen of a country. Here, a way to translate this would be, I have lived as a citizen in all good conscience before God unto this day. So maybe some of your Bibles have that translated that way, I don't know. But this is one of the few places where this Greek word, of where we get politics, the word politics from. And it refers to being a citizen of a country. Well, let's go to, we're at Ephesians. Go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and we'll see a couple other places where this Greek word is used. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Now, this is obviously talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's through him we have access by one Spirit. When you're born again of God's Spirit, that gives you the access to the Heavenly Father. Now, verse 19 now. "Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." This word fellow citizens, okay, is some politikos. I'm sorry, my pronunciation of the Greek is horrible, but it's a prefix S-U-M, some politize, where we again get politics from. And here, fellow citizens, and this is a great accurate translation here. So what does that mean in light of we have access by this one Spirit to the Father? We're not strangers to God. We're not foreigners, but we're fellow citizens. We belong to God Almighty, with the saints and of the household of God. So we're fellow citizens with all the other wonderful believers and in the household of God. And that makes us pretty special, very special, right? We know from other scriptures that we're sons of God, and we belong to the Heavenly Father. We're not foreigners, we're not strangers or aliens to God. We didn't just sneak in across the border and try to get into the family. No, we are in the family. We are blood family because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are fellow citizens. We are sons of God, right? And that sons of God makes us very special before the Heavenly Father. Well, it goes on to say, let's read the rest of this because this is a great section of Scripture. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. God lives within you via the Spirit. He has his habitation in you. So we see a number of ways God communicates the relationship we have with him, being fellow citizens, a habitation through the Spirit, built we're a spiritual temple, a holy temple. So that makes us very, very special. Yes. Well, let's go to Philippians. There's a couple of other places I want to show you, that's about all that I know of where this word, where we get politics, is indicated in the Bible. So Philippians chapter 3. In chapter 3, verse 20, it says, and again I'm reading the King James, for our conversation is in heaven. Now, really, this word conversation is politumia. Again, our citizenship, the seat of government of which we are citizens. That would be an excellent translation, very accurate to what's being communicated here. The seat of government of which we are citizens and of which we have both rights and responsibilities, because citizens do have that. Just like Americans, we have certain rights and privileges. And same thing as God's kids, his children. And so we are in his family. We are citizens in heaven. Isn't that fantastic? One of the translations says, for our citizenship exists even now in heaven. So, you know, we're not, down in this old crazy world of ours, the cesspool of the world, but we're seated in the heavenlies, it says, and that's where our citizenship is in heaven. So we're up looking down, praise the Lord. And to finish this verse off, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have our citizenship in heaven, as that's where it exists now, and we're looking for Christ to come back at any time. And when he comes back, what's going to happen? Verse 21, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue or subject all things unto himself. So we have something to look forward to. We're looking for Christ coming back. And what is he going to do? He's going to change our body. You know, I don't know about you. I'm getting a little older here, and I'm getting aches and pains here and there in my body. But when he comes back, we're going to have his glorious body, and it's going to be perfect. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was raised from the dead, he had this whole new body. And this is the same kind of body we're going to have when Christ comes back to gather us together. So our citizenship is in, it exists now in heaven. And let's go back here to chapter 1 in Philippians. Philippians 1, 27. Verse 27, this is another place where this Greek word polytidemia is used. Only let your conversation, your citizenship, would be, again, a good translation. Let your citizenship be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. You know, great encouragement for us. We're, you know, yes, we're citizens of American citizens, but even greater, we're citizens of heaven. We're God's citizens. And so what's our action? How do we act as it becomes the gospel of Christ? Pretty neat, huh? That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you may stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So that's how we want to live our life now, as citizens of heaven. And what a great reality that is for born again ones, that we can live like that. So that's politics in the Bible, okay?